Back in July, Illinois lawmakers took a few quick votes that ended the state's more than two-year budget impasse. Getting a spending plan in place wasn't the only agreement legislators reached this year. This week, Illinois Issues takes a look back at the stories of the year for 2017. Sean Crawford talked with reporter Mary Hansen about the budget, school funding reform, and the abortion debate in Illinois.
Mary, several Republican lawmakers broke with Governor Rauner and voted in favor of a spending plan and an income tax hike over the summer. They and Democrats faced criticism for increasing taxes. Now that the state's bringing in more money, is the fiscal health of the state improving?
Yes and no. One of our colleagues, Daisy Contreras, she talked to a couple of fiscal experts about Illinois' situation and how it compares to other states. Illinois competes with New Jersey for the worst financial situation. And both states are facing similar issues. They're taking on a lot of debt to cover short-term bills. They have really big unfunded pension obligations, and they each have trouble passing a budget year after year.
And while Illinois is not alone with a lagging economy, experts say there is one thing unique to the state, the political dysfunction. Nancy Hudspeth, who once analyzed the state's finances, says this keeps Illinois from making much headway on current problems or planning for the future.
And what has Illinois done to prepare for that? They're still fighting over things that they were fighting over 10 years ago. And they need to start coming together in a bipartisan way.
Well, of course, the budget got a lot of the headlines over the past year, but lawmakers also approved a compromise on an historic overhaul of school funding. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So Democratic Speaker Michael Madigan and Governor Bruce Rauner reached a deal in August to put in place a more equitable funding formula and also give some tax credits for donations made to private scholarship funds. And our education desk reporter, Dusty Rhodes, extensively covered that debate. And after the deal was finished, she went back and profiled State Senator Andy Menar. He's been one of the champions of education funding reform. They went back to Bunker Hill, which is where Andy Menar is from, just a little bit south of Springfield, and visited a couple of schools, actually the school that kind of inspired Andy Menar to start fighting for school funding.
Maintenance on an older building was put up against, do you cut more teachers? You reduce more programs. By the way, those things happened in the following years because funding formula that just didn't work. For a rural community, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to look at this. And this is everywhere in downstate Illinois, everywhere.
Also controversial this year, as it always is, the issue of abortion. Governor Rauner signed a law allowing the state to pay for the medical procedure through Medicaid and state health insurance plans, and that really angered his conservative base. Tell us more of what happened there.
So this particular debate has been going on in Illinois since the beginning of the year, and it goes back to President Donald Trump's election. After Trump was elected, there was some fear from Democrats that his appointees to the Supreme Court, that with those conservative appointees, the court could overturn Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortions in the 1970s. And Illinois had a trigger provision stating that if Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion would become illegal in the state again. So Democrats in Illinois proposed cutting that provision out to ensure that the procedure would remain legal here. And then they also added in state funding for abortions through Medicaid and through state health insurance plans. Back in March, reporter Robert Lorzel looked at the history of the laws in Illinois around abortion and laid out the two sides of the debate for Illinois Issues. And the supporters that he talked to said that their bill protected and expanded women's rights, while the critics from the anti-abortion movement said that it was not in line with what Illinoisans want. That bill, commonly referred to as HB 40, eventually passed both the House and Senate. Rauner kind of went back and forth about whether he was going to sign it or not over the summer, and eventually in September, he ended up signing it. And that's one reason that he now has a conservative primary opponent, State Representative Jeannie Ives, in the 2018 governor's race.
That was Sean Crawford talking with Mary Hansen about the stories of the year for Illinois Issues. You can find those stories and more on our website, nprillinois.org.